Today's Shir Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Vav, an Aleph 13 lines from the top. We have learned in the Mishnah Dine Mominus and Dine Tumas and Taharis. First, when we need to take a vote, when the Bezdin takes a vote to make a decision, we start with the most distinguished of the Dayanim, and from there we go to the rest of the Dayanim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, I participated in Rebbe's Besdin when they took a vote, and they started with me first. Asked the Gemara, but if it was Rebbe's Besdin, haven't we just learned that by those type of Dine Torah, we begin by the leader of the Besdin? The Besdin of Rebbe was different. The Kula Minyana, in all types of Dinei Torah, Menatzad Meschili, they would start from Rebbe. They would start, would not stop by Rebbe. Why, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Breder, and the reason was, because Rebbe, in his great anivus, in his great modesty, wanted to be always last, one pshat, and the other pshat is Rebbe was concerned that nobody's going to want to disagree with him, and that's why they left him for last. Vam Rabbi Breider of Avitema, Rebbe Hillel Breider of Alice, the same mandomer. Moshe of Ad Rebbe, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rebbe, Lemetzinu Tarava Gdula B'makam Echad, we have not found this combination with somebody being the greatest Talmud Chacham, and also being the leader of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu and Rebbe were the two people that personified Torah B'Gdula B'Makom Echad. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained what does the Gemara mean to say that we didn't find Torah B'Gdula B'Makom Echad. One pshat that I saw is that under normal circumstances, after a person leaves the world, his Torah goes up with him. This is the pshat that the Kol Ari works, says. But his gedula, his wealth, his leadership remains in this world. Moshe Rabbeinu and Rebbe, not only did their gedula remain in this world, but their Torah that they taught Klal Yisrael, Rebbe teaching us the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu teaching us the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Rebbe teaching us the Mishnayos, also everything of their leadership, everything remained in this world. But I saw that the Binyan David takes the opposite approach. It says, under normal circumstances, Torah, we understand, goes up to Shemayim. But Gedula, which typically represents Gashmius, remains in this world. But Moshe Rabbeinu and Rebbe, they took all of their gedula, and what they used their gedula, they used their wealth, they used their olam hazeh, all for the purpose of avodas Hashem. And since they used all of that for the purpose of avodas Hashem, that's why their Torah with gedula was b'makom echad. The Sefer Taras Chaim says that we know that there are three parts to Torah. There's the Mikra, the Mishnah, and the Shas. Mikra was given to us through Moshe Rabbeinu. Mishnah, as we said, was given by Rebbe. And Rav Ashi was the one that wrote Shas. And what the Gemara says is that we had Torah V'Gedula V'Makom Echad. They had the ability to do this because they were the true leaders, the true leaders of Klal Yisrael, and therefore they were given this very special privilege. Ask the Gemara of Eloi, is there no one else that personifies Torah V'Gedula B'Makom Echad? Ask the Gemara of Havi Yeshua. After Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, Yeshua led Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Yeshua had a contemporary with him, Hava Elozer. At the same time that we had Yeshua, we also had Elozer. Ask the Gemara, V'acha V'ava Pinchas. After Yeshua and Elozer as the Gemara passed away, we had Pinchas in that leadership position. Says the Gemara, have Zakenim. There were Zakenim. So as I saw the Rebbe Yoina explains, Pinchas really was already a contemporary of Moshe Rabbeinu. But he explains that although Pinchas was a contemporary of Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not come to a leadership position until later. And the Gemara's question is, since he didn't come to a leadership position until later, maybe that's considered that he was Torah Gedulah B'Makom Echad. Says the Gemara, no, indeed he only came to a leadership position later. By that time, there was a Kenim as well. Asked the Gemara, "Have a Shoal? Wasn't there a Shoal who was a Torah Gedulah?" Answers the Gemara, "Have a Shmuel. At the time of Shoal's life, there was Shmuel." Asked the Gemara, "V'anach Nafshei? But didn't Shmuel pass away before Shoal?" And as the Rebbeinu Yoina explains, the Gemara chose to ask this question specifically here because Shmuel died many years before Shoal. But says the Gemara, still, when we speak about a person that is a person of Torah Gedulah Makom Echad, it has to be somebody that's cool as Shnei Kamrinin. For his entire life, he was the one individual for Torah Gedulah. Says the Gemara, V'have David, in the time of David HaMelech, doesn't he represent Torah Gedulah? Answers the Gemara, Havi Ira Yiri. The Ira Yiri was a contemporary of David, and actually Ira Yiri was even a greater Talmud Chacham than David. But ask the Gemara, V'anach Nafshi, didn't Ira HaYira pass away before David? Again, answers the Gemara, Kula Shnei Kamrinin. We're talking about the entire life. Ask the Gemara, Havi Shloima, wasn't there a time of Shloima? Says the Gemara, Havi Shimon Ben Geri. Shimon Ben Geri was Shloima Melech's Rebbe. And in fact, the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Chesam and Aleph says that there's a question if Shlomo HaMelech could be in a leadership position where in a place where Shimon Ben Geri was, because Shimon Ben Geri was his leader. But of course, the Mefarshim ask, the Pasuk says regarding Shlomo HaMelech, V'yechkam mikol Adam. So Shlomo HaMelech was certainly a greater person than Shimon Ben Geri. So why are we concerned about Shimon Ben Geri? So I saw a few terutzim. First of all, Shlomo HaMelech v'yechkam mikol Adam only happened later. So it wasn't his whole life. Another pshat that I saw is that Shlomo HaMelech, when we speak about Shlomo HaMelech, his gedula came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Gemara is focused on here, what we're focused on here is not what happened when Torah that you get as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah that the Gemara is focused on here is Torah that you earn on your own. And that, Shimon Ben Geri, regarding that Torah, was equivalent to Shmuel Melech. I saw that the Mefarshim explained that many times when a person is taka, a great Talmud Chacham, what happens is that could be, and oh, he's a gedula, he's a very wealthy person, that could lead him to gaiva. What one is supposed to recognize is to have Torah v'gedula b'makom echad. Torah v'gedula b'makom echad is he should always remember that he should not forget the echad. He should not forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. No matter how great he is, he should never forget who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Another pshat that I saw is Torah v'gedula b'makom echad should be a person, many times, he becomes very wealthy. What should happen is that even though he's very wealthy, he should never forget that the Torah is more important. Another pshat that I saw, gedula, means to be a Baal Chesed. Sometimes somebody has Torah, but he saves the Torah for himself. What we're supposed to learn is that you're supposed to have Torah v'gedula, b'makom echad, that the Torah that you have should be equivalent to your gedula. So again, ask the Gemara. It should be, you should use your gedula, you should take the Torah you have and use it to teach other people. So again, ask the Gemara about Shlomo. Wasn't there Shlomo Melech? Says the Gemara at the time of Shlomo Melech, have a Shimi Ben Gera. Ask the Gemara, Hakatle. But Shlomo Melech was the one who killed Shimi Ben Gera, so clearly he outlived him. Answers the Gemara, Kule Shni Kamrinan. When we speak about Torah V'Gedula, B'Makam Echad, it has to be your entire time. And some I saw explain, the Ben Yoyada explains, that since Shimi Ben Gera was destined to be killed, because the question that I think he's trying to address is the Gemara keeps on saying this teretz. What is the purpose of saying this teretz again and again? So Ben Yoyada says that maybe we could not consider Shimi Ben Gera a person who's really alive. Maybe the halacha ought to consider him a gavra katila, a person who the halacha doesn't consider a living person because he was destined to be murdered. To which the Gemara says, as long as he's alive, it doesn't make a difference. As long as he's alive, the halacha is that he's alive, and that's why it wasn't Shlomo Melech's entire life there was Torah V'Gedula B'Makom Echad. Ask the Gemara, Ha'ava Chizkiyah, who was a Melech, and was also taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. Answers the Gemara, as we've already discussed, Ha'ava Shivna. Shivna, we learned in Daf Chaf, who was Chizkiyah's assistant, had even more Talmidim than Chizkiyah. Asked the Gemara Va'ikdal, but we found and we remember that Shivna was killed. Kula Shni Kamrinan. Says the Gemara, when we speak about Torah V'Gedula B'Makom Echad, it has to be his entire life. Asked the Gemara Vava Ezra, what about Ezra? And says the Gemara, Ezra had a contemporary Nechemiah B'Chakalya, so he didn't have Torah V'Gedula B'Makom Echad alone. Omer Rav Adda Bar Hava. Omer, Afani Omer, the Mois Rebbe had Rav Ashi. From the time of Rebbe until Rav Ashi, Lo Metzina Torah G'dul B'Makom Echad, we don't find this combination. Ask the Gemara for Hava Hunah B'Nasan, but wasn't there Hunah B'Nasan during that time? Says the Gemara, Hunah B'Nasan was indeed a great person, but says the Gemara, Hunah B'Nasan Hava Mechad Kaivalei L'Rav Ashi. He was subservient to Rav Ashi. And because he was subservient to Rav Ashi, we can't consider him the individual of Torah V'Gedula B'Makom Echad. So as we discussed, when we have a Dina Nefashis, when we have a capital case, the loch is Maschilim and Atzad. We begin by voting, by the Dayanim voting from the Tzad, from the Rosh Bezdin. Menani Mili, says the Gemara, how do we know this halacha? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Achbar, Papa, Amar Kral, Lesana al Riv. And when we look in the Chumash, the word Riv is spelled without the Yud. So we learn from here, Lesana al Rav. You're not allowed to argue with the Rosh Bezdin. And therefore, if we're going to let the Rosh Bezdin take a vote, and then we'll disagree with that vote, that's going to be a violation of Losana Arav. From here we learn that that's the way Rashi explains that you're not allowed to argue with the leader of the Bezdin. And another pshat is that even if somebody is allowed to argue, nobody's going to want to argue with the Rosh Bezdin because they're going to say, how am I worthy to argue with the Rosh Bezdin? The Nemuka Yosef says that the halacha, the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Shavuos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, that a Talmud may not remain silent if he hears a ruling from his teacher which he believes to be wrong. So he asks, if that's the case, why is our Gemara saying Lesan al Riv, Lesan al Rav, not allowed to argue on the leader of the Bezdin? So Tosfos says that what the Gemara here means to say is that you're not allowed to openly challenge the Gadol, but to object with him asking a question, Talmud asking a question, that is permitted. The Ran explains that when the Gemara here says Lesan al Rav, it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to argue with the most prominent dayan. Rather, the Pasuk is teaching the Gadol. The Pasuk is telling this eminent dayan, you don't put the other dayanim in an uncomfortable position. If you're going to rule first, and they're going to have to disagree with you, you're going to put them into an uncomfortable position. And therefore, it's your job to avoid putting them into an uncomfortable position. And in fact, the Gra uses this concept to explain a very famous Gemara Masechta Gittin Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there speaks about Bar Kamtza, who constantly maligned the Talmid Chachamim to the Romans. And he actually was the one that eventually caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash Sheni. Some, before what Bar Kamtza did, there was a whole discussion about what could be done to eliminate Bar Kamtza. And Rav Schai ben Akulis did not agree with what that position. He said that Bar Kamtza was not supposed to be killed. And therefore, Bar Kamtza was ultimately not executed, and he went on to do what he did. And Rabbi Yochanan, there in the Gemara, on Daf Numa Vav Amud Aleph from Masech de Gittin, says that the Nevis of Zecharia caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. Rashi explains that the Bar Kamtza, that Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkilis was very patient, and the patience that he showed ultimately caused that the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed. The Vilna Gaon has a different explanation. He says that they had a vote if they should eliminate Bar Kamtza. Now, Rav Zecharia was the most prominent judge in the Sanhedrin. And as we're learning, the most prominent judge is approached last. But Rav Zecharia ben Avkilis was such an honor, explains the Gra and that Gemara, that he refused to be last. He says, I'm not such a great person. I could be the first vote. And indeed, he ended up being the first vote. But after he was the first vote, nobody wanted to vote against him. So says the Vilna Gaon, that Nevis of Rav Zecharia, that he insisted he be the first vote, because who am I, ultimately lost, caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, because once he voted that way, everybody voted along with him. And once everybody voted along with him, there was no other option. And then ultimately they agreed with him, and that's how Bar Kamtza was spared. And once Bar Kamtza was spared, the rest we know. How do we know that we begin from the most least, from not from the most choshva person? The pasuk says, the novel Akamali was a Mayrid B'Malchus. He was a traitor. And they had a din Torah if he was Chayiv Misa. And in that pasuk we see that David HaMelech voted last. So Tosfos asks that the halacha is, the Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Yud Daled Amud Beis teaches us that a Mayrid B'Malchus doesn't go through a regular din Torah process. So why we have this whole the entire process, and now we're saying that David HaMelech went last? So Tosfos answers that indeed, once an individual is identified as a Mayrid B'Malchus, we don't have to go through the regular, the entire procedures. But first we have to be able to identify if he is a Mayrid B'Malchus. And that was the entire that the Gemara is referring to. But then Tosfos asks that we learned early in our Masechta that a melech is never on a bezdin to do din and nefashis, because as we learned, nobody's going to want to disagree with the melech. So how did David participate in this din Torah? So Tosfos answers that even though the halacha is that David HaMelech, that a melech normally doesn't participate in a din Torah, but when it's a din Torah about Merid B'Malchus, there the halacha is the melech can participate. And since, as we just finished explaining, that was the din Torah that we're speaking about here, that's why. We've been learning in our Gemara the pasuk of Lesan al Riv, which the Gemara says Lesan al Rav. And there's a machloikus rishonim, when we learn this limit of Lesan al Riv, Lesan al Rav, that you're not allowed to disagree with the most distinguished person in the Bezdin, are we to learn this, that this is a din daraisa, or is it only a din derabbanan? And the nafkamina I saw is we know that one of the halachas that is often stated in Yeridea is that a dava chashuv, something distinguished, something important, something substantial, like batel, never becomes nullified. Could that halacha could very much be related to the halacha we're learning in our Gemara? And if the halacha that we're learning in the Gemara, leisan al riv, leisan al rav, is a din d'oraisa, then the halacha will be that the halacha that we say davar chashuv is not batel will also be a din d'oraisa. Whereas if what we're learning in our sugya, leisan al riv, leisan al rav, is only the rabbanon, then the halacha that a davar chashuv is not batel will also only be a din d'rabbanon. Amar Rav, says the Gemara, the Rav teaches us shana adam talmidai. A Rebbe could teach his Talmud dinei nefashos, the don imai dinei nefashos, and afterwards they could be considered two separate opinions. Why, when it comes to decide the verdict by dinei nefashos, Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us when we speak about taharas and tameis, the halacha is ha'avan ubenai, a father and a son. A Rav Talmidai, a Rebbe in his Talmud, Meinan Lam Shnayim, considered two separate votes. Because since the Chlal, the halacha is that one person can make this decision, these individuals could be considered two separate votes. However, when we speak about Dinei Mamnas, which as we began the Masechta learning that Dinei Mamnas should have three Dayanim, or we speak about Dinei Nefashos, which we began the Masechta teaching us that we need to have 23 dayanim for such a case. Dinei Makkos, the Kiddush HaChodesh V'Bishana, that again, we need to have a full Bezdin. And as Tosfos explains, that even though Kiddush HaChodesh are an V'Bishana, the halacha is that Krovim, people or relatives, could be on the same Bezdin. Still, in all of these cases, Ava B'Noy, a father and a son, a Rav, a Talmidai, a Rebbe in his Talmud, they're not considered like two votes and like one vote. And the way Rashi explains, it's not that they consider one vote or two votes. What the Gemara means to say is that they shouldn't be together on the Bezdin. One of them, these two people should not be in the Bezdin together. So how do Rav say that a Rebbe in a Talmud could be on one Bezdin and be considered two separate votes? Answers the Gemara, Kikam Rav, what was Rav referring to? Kigoy Rav Kahana Rav Asi. The Gemara the Rav Havitzrichi. Rav had to teach them all the halachas. Rav had to teach them the bakiyas that he knew. However, they became great Talmid Chamim on their own accord. Lusvar the Rav Lahavitzrichi. They ultimately were able to figure out lomdus and the logic and the halacha on themselves. And therefore, in such a situation, even though it's a Rebbe and a Talmud, they can be considered and remain two separate votes on the Bezdin. Says the Gemara, Amar Bevua, Asar Dvarim, Yesh Beidinim Mamas L'din Nefashos. The halacha is that there are many halachas that differentiate Dinim Mamas L'din Nefashos. And actually, there are 10 halachas. What are they? One is, as we just said, Dinim Mamas have three Dayanim. Dinei Nefashos have 23 Dayanim. Dinei Mamonos, we could begin the deliberation, L'chaiva. Dinei Nefashos, we only begin for exoneration. Dinei Mamonos, we could paskin by a majority of one. Dinei Nefashos, we could only paskin by a majority of one for exoneration, but not for guilty verdict. Dinei Mamonos, if they discover that they made a mistake, we do the Din Torah over under all circumstances. Dinei Nefashos, we only do the Din Torah over if it's going to be from guilty to innocent. Dinei Mamonos, the Talmidim who sit there could say whatever they could say their opinion, both for guilty or innocent. Dinei Nefashos, the Talmidim could only say reason to exonerate. Dinei Mamonos, the Dayan, who originally was saying that he should be innocent, could change his mind during the deliberations and say, no, I think he's guilty, but you can't do that by Dinei Nefashos during the deliberations. Dine mamnes, we could finish the dentire by night. Dine nefashis are only by day. Dine mamnes, we could begin and finish on the same day under all circumstances. The dine nefashis, if it's going to be a guilty verdict, it'll only be the next day. Dine mamnes, we could begin voting from the most eminent dayan. Dine nefashis, as we just finished learning, we don't. Dine mamnes, everybody could be a dayan by dine mamnes. By dine nefashis, only people of impeccable yichus could be the dayanim. Says the Gemara, kula ein ahaga mishra nisko, even though ashura nisko, says the Gemara, chutz eser v'shloisha, even though the halach is that we're going to judge if an animal should be killed, we need a bezin of 23, but all the other halachas that apply by din and nefashis do not apply by shara niskal. Ask the Gemara non-immediately from where we know this then. Amar of Achaba, Papa Damakro Loisata, Mishpat Avyoncha Beribay. Mishpat Avyoncha, we speak about a person, Atamata, you could Atamata Mishpat Shara Niskal. A person, as we just finished saying, we can't make guilty based on a majority of one. But not a Shara Niskal, there we could make him guilty even based on the majority of one. Ask the Gemara, Asara, but if we count Tisha Hava, why do we say 10? Says the Gemara, I don't understand what you're saying. Asara Ktani, says the Gemara, we just mentioned all 10 halachas, so what is the issue? Answers the Gemara, Mishum, the Ena Kol Ksherim, the halacha that not everybody could be a dayan by Din and Nefashis, as we said, and that you need 23 chadahi. In other words, the din that everybody could be a dayan by din and mamnes, that comes to teach us that even a mamzer could be a dayan by din and mamnes, and not a dayan by din and nefashis, that's already included in the halacha, that din and nefashis need 23 dayanim, which is a Sanhedrin katana, and a mamzer can't be a member of Sanhedrin katana. So once we say that Dini Nefashis needs 23, and we know that 23 Dayanim means a Sanhedrin Ketana, so obviously a Mamzer is excluded, a person without impeccable Yichus. And so the Gemara, you're right, even if we'll say that the Halacha that a Mamzer is excluded is included in the Halacha that you have to have 23 Dayanim, Hoika Achrita, there's another Halacha, the Tanya Emes Shivim Sanhedrin. We may not include in the Sanhedrin Zokin, somebody who's an old man, Saris, somebody who can't have children. When we speak about somebody who can't have children, that a person, says the Rebbeinu Yonah, that was once able to have children and then became sterile. But somebody who became sterile later in life, there's a different issue with him. He's a about mum. Moreover, the Pnei Maven says that when we're excluding from a Sanhedrin a Zokain, that's only in a case where we could find a Talmud Chacham who's equal to a Zokain. So if all things being equal, it's preferable to take a younger Talmud Chacham and not a Zokain, because a younger Talmud Chacham could feel what a Zokain doesn't have that compassion as much anymore. But if the Zokin is a greater Talmud Chacham, then the greater Talmud Chacham goes first. Rav Yehuda Meisa Af Achzari, somebody who's a cruel person cannot be a member of the Beis Din, but says the Gemara v'chalufein b'meisis. When we speak about a dentarist who's been speaking often in our Masechta, somebody who tried to convince people to worship Avodah Zarah, when we speak about that case, their halach is on the contrary. Since the Torah says loisachma loisachas alav, we shouldn't have any rachmanis on him, and then the halach is that we should leave him, we should tafka take these people who maybe don't have that compassion to be the dayan. The halach is, there's a question in the Rishonim already, if somebody was a dayan and he became elderly, when we say that we don't take a zakin to be on the bezdin, does that mean that when we're appointing Dayanim to the Beis Din, we don't take a Zokain? But if somebody is already a Zokain and was on the Beis Din and he's a Zokain, do we remove him? It's a big machlokes rishonim that the Rambam seems to feel that if the disqualification that we're learning in our Gemara was not there from the beginning, then this is not a reason to remove him. The Rashba seems to learn that a person once the person becomes a zakein, even though he was previously on the Besdin, once he becomes a zakein, it seems that the Rashba's opinion is that he should retire because the issues that come with being a zakein. Says the Gemara, Hakuk Shem Lodon Dina Mamnes. The Mishnah taught us that everybody's qualified to do Dina Mamnes. Then I call Shem Lodon Dina Nefashis. Says the Gemara, Hakuk Suyamai. What is meant with this? I'm Rabbi Yudala Suyamamzer. That we've been discussing, that a Mamzer is Kosher Dina Mamnes. Ask the Gemara, Tanina Cham Zimna. Ask the Gemara, have we learned this aloha previously, Masech the Nida? Because the Mishnah says there, Kol Aroi Lodon Dina Nefashis. Anyone who's qualified to be a Dayan by Dina Nefashis, Roy Lord and Dina Mamnus, is qualified to be a Dayan by Dina Mamnus. The Yesh, Roy Lord and Dina Mamnus, very well Lord and Dina Nefashis. There's some that could do Dina Mamnus and Dina Nefashis. Vavinimbob. And the Gemara over there asked, Lasuya Mai, what is the Mishnah trying to teach us? Vam Rav Yehuda, Lasuya Mamzer, that he's teaching us the Aloha, that he's qualified for Dina Mamnus, and not for Nefashis. So why do we need two Mishnayis, asked the Gemara, to teach us the identical Aloha? Chada answered Gemara. One Mishnah is coming to teach us Lasuya Ger, that a Ger is qualified to do Dina Mamnes for Chada Lasuya Mamzer, and one is to teach us that a Mamzer is kosher for Dina Mamnes, the Tricha, and we need both Mishnais to teach us these two Alochas. The Yashminen Ger, if we only had a Mishnah about Ger, the royal love of a Kol, a Ger can marry to any Bas Yisrael. Aval Mamzer, we know the Torah says that a Jewish woman may not marry a Mamzer, a Meloi. V'yashminen, Mamzer, if we spoke about a Mamzer, although the Mamzer is a Mamzer, however, Bar Metipik Shera, his parents are full-fledged Jews. Aval Ger, the Loi Bar Metipik Shera, a Meloi. That's why, Tzricha, we have to have two Mishnais to teach us they're both disqualified. So Taisus Yontif asks, we know that Shmai Veftalion were members of the Sanhedrin. And the question is, how could they be members of the Sanhedrin when learning that Gerim are disqualified from doing Dina Nefashis? So the Marami Prak says they weren't actually Gerim. They were descendants of Gerim. Another explanation is that they're kosher to be Dayanim when the defendants are Gerim. Another pshat is that they are not permanent members, but when there's a need, they could be asked to join the Besdin. And another pshat is if there's nobody greater than them, maybe they could be asked to join. Which this opens up an interesting discussion in the Paiskim. Can a ger, to what positions in Klal Yisrael can a ger be appointed? For example, can a ger be appointed to be a Rosh Yeshiva? Could a ger be appointed to be a Rav of a Shul? So it seems that the halacha is that a ger cannot be appointed to the position of Sorora. Sorora is a position of authority. So Ramosh in the Shail, Shuvas Igris Moshe Yerodea, Chelik Dalid, Simon Chavov discusses this question. He says that somebody who is a Magid Shir, a Rosh Yeshiva, he claims is not considered a position of Sorora. A position of Sorora, his job is to teach Torah. And somebody who is a position of teaching Torah, that's not called Sorora. It seems that Rabbi Yosha's opinion was that to be a Magid Shir, for certain Ager could be appointed to be a Magid Shir. But to be the Rosh Yeshiva, perhaps for that a ger should not be appointed. And in terms of Rabbonis, I saw that a ger should not be appointed to be a Meira de Asra. He should not be the Rosh Besdin of a Kehillah, but to be a Meira Hira, who's there to Paskin Shilas, and as we just learned, to give Shurim, for that he is qualified. We learned, Vena Kol Sherim lo din nefashos. Not everyone is qualified to be a dam bedin nefashos. Only someone who is of such yichus that his daughter can marry a kohen. My tama. What's the reason for this halacha? Says my daughter of Yosef. Shame shebezdin menukim betzedek. Just like bezdin has to be impeccable in their honesty, kach menukim kol mum. They can't have any yichus issue. And if somebody is not of the status that his daughter can marry a kohen, then there's a question of yichus. Amar meimah mikra. Where is this based on? The pasuk says, "Kulach yofek reyasi umum einbach," that you have no mum. Says the Gemara, but maybe what the pasuk, what it means, mum there means the simple explanation of mum, which means a blemish, a physical defect. Who says it means yichus? Says the Gemara, "Amar Rav Acha, Amar Kra." The pasuk says, "V'yom Hashem Amoisha." Isfili shim ish mizikne Yisrael shedate kem zikne am v'shoytu v'lekachtem esom oil moyed v'shyatz v'shom imach. We learn from this pasuk imach v'daimelach. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu was of impeccable yichus, from here we see that everybody else has to be of impeccable yichus as well. But ask the Gemara, how can we bring a raya from that pasuk? There, the pasuk says, v'yirati v'dibarati imcha shom, that they were going to become the place where the Shechina was. And Dilma, Shem Shechina, the place where the Shechina is, that's where we have to be so careful. But who says that that's going to be the halacha by just a regular Bezdin? El Amar Rav Nachman Amakra. El Amar Nachman Yitzchak Amakra, the Pasuk says, Yisroi, Pashas Yisroi, V'shaftas Em B'chalei Yisvaya Kol Dova God Levi'a Lecha, V'kol Dova Yisvitu Heim, they were talking about that they will carry the load of Bezdin together with Moshe Rabbeinu. And from here we learn, itcha, b'daimelach lahavi, they have to be people just like you, and just like you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are of impeccable yichus, so must be the other people. So it's an interesting question. Here we're learning that somebody who's a Baal Mum is a defect. The question is, if there's a Kohen who is unfortunately a Baal Mum, will that prevent him? What is the status of a Kohen? And for example, if somebody has problems with eyesight, etc., is he still get the first aliyah? And the halacha is that such halacha, that he's still considered a Kohen and he gets the first aliyah. The question is, if there's a Kohen who's wearing glasses, so obviously he has eyesight issues, is that considered a Baal Mum from him being able to do the avoda? For example, will he be disqualified from duchening? So certainly a person who's wearing glasses only because it's easier for him to see with the glasses, but of course he could see without glasses, so then for sure he's not disqualified. But there's some that suggest that I saw the Rabbi Yoshev's opinion was that being, for example, nearsighted is not considered a mum. Because since you could take off your eye glasses and see what you have to do, that's not considered a Baal Mum. And therefore he says that it's not considered a mum for Kohanim to do the avoda, to duchen. It's not considered a Baal Mum for such an individual who should be on the Sanhedrin when Mashiach comes from b'mehera b'yameinu.